Hello and hey y'all to everyone. I hope you guys are doing good. I am hanging in there, recovering from a flu and a little bit of sinus issues, and just taking care of my five-year-old Doxy, who's been stricken with IVDD and needed surgery, and just doing my best, guys. Trying to keep the house clean, you know, dealing with type 2 diabetes and HS and PCOS. I just want to get on here and say hello, and I hope you guys are doing good. You know, sometimes when you have those days, eventually, you know, with rest and a little relaxation, you can kind of pull yourself out of the mess and the funk and the crappy feeling, and you just keep going. So that's what I've been trying to do, pull myself out of feeling nasty, taking lots of vitamins, eating good salads and soups. I did lose 12 pounds, and it was like a yo-yo, and basically it's because I was so ill, and my muscles and bones hurt really bad. They did. And now everything's kind of improving, and it mostly just in my nose and a little bit in my throat. So no stomach issues anymore, no muscle issues and joints issues, you know, no joint issue, no pain. My PCOS has been a little bit wonky, but I'm kind of used to it. I'm sure you ladies understand, depending on where you're at in your journey in life and PCOS. But I'm just kind of, you know, also you get hot flashes, which I've had since I was about 14, 15 years old, and didn't really know what to do. But I do use Clary Sage essential oil in the back of my neck, and then I have a little bit like of a hormone, all natural for my hormones. And it's essential oil. The company is not, it's not around ever since after COVID and stuff. It had shut down a little local place, and I still have a little bit of that. So I'm just kind of sitting around. I had a breakfast bar, and I'm having some Red Velvet Donut Shop latte from my Keurig. I don't know if you guys ever had one. But it's amazing, and it doesn't set my sugar off, so I'm drinking that today. I got up about six-ish, if I can speak. This is normally me. Blah, 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 blah. But got up about six-ish, and then my pup got about, I think he was up 7 or 8, but he didn't actually, like, get out of the bed till, like, 10, because he wants to cuddle with his daddy, and then I kind of like, let's go outside, you need to go potty. So I'm helping him. He's got a special lead because he did become paralyzed. He was fifth stage with no DPS, that's no deep pain perception in his legs, and now he has feeling in his back legs, and he's just learning to walk again. So yeah. So I have a special lead that hooks to his harness, which is called a ginger lead. And before, I was using a scarf to kind of help pull him up and help him walk. And now the ginger lead seems to help. And then around the house, he pretty much is trying to walk. Like, he has his down days where he just wants to rest and doesn't want to walk. But you know, it's only been about a month that this has happened, and surgery and everything. So, yes, baby, I'm talking about you. Oh, yes, you do. You're a good boy. So, my sugar has been pretty good. Yesterday, it kind of dipped down to like 81. You know, when you're in the hundreds, and then all of a sudden it started dipping lower a little bit, which is, it's good in the 80s, you know, 90s and 80s, and that's what I'm striving for. And maybe it's gotten that low because I didn't eat at that time. I needed to eat something else. So I had made some Spanish rice for my husband because he loves my homemade Spanish rice, and it seemed like it did the trick. And I had a couple Nutter Butter cookies, and it brought my sugar back up. And then when I checked it in the morning, my sugar was 94. So that's awesome. Yeah. I had lost 12 pounds. Got on the scale and just to check to where I was. It said I gained almost a few ounces, obviously, because, you know, I ate yesterday or whatever, but, and I'm not just having soup. I'm starting to integrate food back again. So, as you get better with, you know, if you get a sickness or something like that, it takes a while for you to, you know, your immunities to build back up again, and it seems like it takes a little bit longer, because I know with diabetes, like, it takes longer to heal, and PCOS is a hard thing to lose weight, and so is diabetes. So if you guys are going through that, I empathize with you, because I know I dealt with it now since I was about 14, 15 years old, and diabetes when I was, it's been about three years, it's a little over 3 years. So, yeah, I mean, it just kind of hit me, and I'm just dealing with it. And the HS came on eventually a couple years ago. So I haven't really had a flare-up with HS, thank God. And it really depends on what I'm eating and stuff. So if you guys don't know what hydradentis supertivia is, or however you want to say it, hyperdentis supertivia, or just HS, it's a disease that you can get, and they really don't have a cure, and they really don't know why you get it. And I think it's my PCOS and diabetes, because women with PCOS get it a lot of times. Men can get it too, but I think it's like a metabolic issue. So I'm just on a nightshade free diet, which I don't have a lot of tomatoes, potatoes, ground cherries, okra, which I love fried okra, but I'm trying to stay away from fried foods too. But tobacco, I had quit smoking over 3 years. No cigarettes for me. So that seemed like it triggered like a flare up, and stress does that. And also, it seemed like when I was really stressed with my PCOS, and around the time my period should have been, that's when I would get an HS lesion or boil, and usually on my side or in my inner thigh, like where your thighs rub together, you know. And it was just so painful, and I just got so sick and tired of it. And I got referred to a dermatologist, and I didn't go or anything like that. I deal with it myself. I do the diet, the nightshade-free diet, and I also drink lots of water and have turmeric in my foods, and I also put organic turmeric on the boil when I get one, and I keep it very clean, and I use bandages and stuff like that, and it seems like it keeps them at bay at best. But I'm like, you guys, you know, you just don't know. Sometimes one could come and you're like, this sucks, and sometimes it comes on, and Yeah, you just deal with it the best way you can. Just like with diabetes, you know, sometimes, you know, you, what I did when I got an ingrown toenail on my left toe, and I had kept bumping it on our old bed and my dresser and stuff. Well, you know, I was a little topsy-turvy and stuff, and I had weighed a little bit more, and being tired and exhausted from diabetes and PCOS, I'm sure I kept bumping my toenail. And finally, it started going ingrown toenail. So my dad would help me try to cut it out. I had to try to cut it out. And then eventually, I had to go to a podiatrist and have it removed partially. And then years later, you know, I've dealt with it a little bit. And now, when it does try to curl and go into an ingrown toenail, I keep it very clean, and then try to cut it down as much as I can and get down to where it tries to go ingrown, and then I just take that out the best I can, wash it up, spray it with some rubbing alcohol, let it dry, let it get a lot of air. And, you know, because you don't want any fungus to grow on there or whatever, because, you know, that happens too, you know, and it takes me longer for things to heal. So, it's predominantly pretty good. I don't have any problems with my toenail. I'm sure when I shower tonight, I'll check it and cut all my nails. And, like, I paint my toenails, but not all the time. And just because I like to let my toenails breathe, and I don't think toenail polish is good for you to use all the time. Just like makeup. I don't wear makeup all the time. Because your skin is the largest organ on your body, and whatever you're putting on it or, you know, putting in it is going to affect your body. So, you know, I got enough stuff going on. And, I don't want to put any junk on me. I'm not, you know, I try to use more like essential oils, all natural stuff for my hair. A little bit quality when I can afford it. And same thing with nail polish and makeup and stuff like that. When I do use it, I use the e.l.f. brand, but I don't use foundation. I use the e.l.f. brand. I believe it's like a moisturizer, like a BB cream. It's a moisturizer with just a little bit of tint, because I'm older now. I have acne like I did as a teenager. You know, and when I was a teenager, I had acne horrible, and it was rough. You know, my mother had it. I guess my grandfather had it, my biological father had it when he was young, and it's just something you get with hormones. It was more of a hormonal acne. And when I got pregnant with my son, it seemed like it went away, and that I was thankful for, and for sure, because it was like a cystic acne, and I was on like Retin-A and all kinds of some kind of oral medication, like the basic things that they try to give you for acne and stuff. Nothing helped, but not wearing a lot of makeup and not touching my face. And now that I'm older, I'm accepted myself who I am. And when I want to look nice, dress up for myself and my husband, go out to dinner or for a holiday or whatever, then I might put on a little bit of something and some powder and lipstick. I usually wear chapstick because my lips tend to get a little bit chapped. Being diabetic, you know, you get that dry skin, and sometimes I'm dealing with my dry eyebrows. I don't know if y'all deal with that, but I sometimes get dry eyebrows, and they drive me crazy. And a lot of times I just have to put like cream on my eyebrows. I think it's that All May. It's blue. I use that on my face. That seems to help. And then sometimes like Vaseline, just a little bit on your eyebrows. But I try not to get makeup now on my, where my eyebrows are, because I think the powder might irritate them. You know, maybe my body's like, no. And then if I have too much sugar, I think that my skin gets a little bit dried out. So that, you know, reacting with diabetes probably, you know, you get the gist of it basically. So I'm just trying whatever I put in my body, whatever I put on my body, it's good stuff, you know. And man, I'm just sitting here, I talk for 15 minutes. This is awesome. I hope you guys are enjoying this podcast, and you know, you guys are really learning something from it, and you kind of get where I'm coming from. When I started this podcast, I did it as a sort of like a journal and something to help myself. And then in turn, I started saying, I'm going to help other people. I'm going to help men and women, women with PCOS and HS, and men with diabetes and, you know, HS. So I'm for all men, women, everybody. And to help you with, you know, what we're going through. It's rough. But, you know, every day is good, you know, if you make it good. And it's a struggle, too, at the same time. So there's a constant battle there in life. And I'm just very blessed. And I thank the Lord for all He's done for me. And I thank Him all for you guys. And I'm thankful for all my family and friends and people who have reached out and left messages for me. I thank you. I hope you guys are taking care of yourselves, watching your sugars, you know, going by your meter, and trying to sleep and rest and take care of yourself. You know, what's most important is that you take care of yourself and you do the best you can every day. You try, and you're gonna have good days and you're gonna have bad days, and you're gonna have days where people don't believe in you, but you've got to believe in yourself. And if you don't, know that I am here for you and that I believe in you. And you know, things do get better. This too shall pass. If you're struggling or you have struggled in life, know that we all have, and it does eventually get better. You only have one life to live, as they say, but sometimes in life, things are very hard, and sometimes people might not always understand you, and that's okay. And, you know, whatever you have to do to regain whatever you need to do, you know, lose weight, get a hold of your PCOS and diabetes, change jobs, you know, to me, success, there are many avenues of success. You know, some people think of it as going to college, getting a big job, and that's fine for them. And other people want to go to trade school, or other people are successful at being a good grandma or grandpa, or my dad was a truck driver, and I'm very proud of him for that. My mom was a stay-at-home mom, and that was her gift. We all have different gifts. I worked, and I was a single mom for many years, and then, you know, worked out little odd jobs and little things and did the best I could to help my husband, and I still continue to do that. And you know, you do whatever you got to do in life to kind to, you know, to help turn things around and just keep living, and that's all you can do. You know, you gotta try to think positively. And my motto in life really is to never, ever, ever give up. And you can never, ever give up. You can't. Because if you do, me, then you let the people who said you weren't good enough, who made you feel not great, like a good person, a decent person, you let them win. Don't ever let them win. By doing better in life, you can help so many other people. You don't realize your influence and what you can do to help people in their inside, in their heart. When you love someone, you love with all of your heart and with all of your soul. And God loves us. He has this agape love. He loves us unconditionally. He loves us so much that we can't even fathom that love. Like how you might love your spouse or how you love your children, how you love your family and your friends. That's like not even how much our Lord loves us. I mean, he gave us his son so that we shall live again. And we have to, you know, if you're a believer and you believe in that or you're just learning, you know, look it up. It's the Bible. King James Version is my favorite. I know it's helped me through a lot of things in life, and it will always help me. It's a living word. It's the living word of God. And, you know, I pray that y'all maybe get where I'm coming from. And if you come to know the Lord, let me know. Leave me a message. If, you know, you're not so interested in it, you know, that's on you. I don't want to force any of this on anybody. But, you know, in life, whatever helps you, helps you. And I'm thankful that I'm here. I'm able to help you guys. So if this is a different kind of avenue that you guys appreciate, hey, I'm all for it, because if I wasn't, I wouldn't have done it, you know. And I keep myself busy, not just because I have to, but because I want to. And I think that when you keep your eyes on something that is special to you, you learn more about yourself. And I think that's what we have to learn. We have to learn more about ourselves, and we have to learn to love. And then that will multiply. And we need, like I've said in the past, we need love in this world. And I believe God is love. And we need him. We need him so bad. And because everybody is important in this world. I don't care where you came from, what you look like, what your religion is, you know, whatever. I love everybody, and I'm called to love everybody and love my neighbor as myself. And, you know, leave me a message, and I just want to let you guys know that I appreciate you, and thanks for always coming back and being there for me. And, you know, I appreciate everything. You know, all the comments, all the kind words, all the messages, you know, all the likes, all the shares, all the claps. I mean, you guys are awesome. And I love you very, very much. And I'm so proud of you, how hard you guys have tried, you know, throughout the years. So on that cool note, all that awesome note, you know, seriously, on that note, I hope you guys have a good weekend and a good day, and I hope that this podcast inspires you for greatness and inspires you to love and to be hopeful and to reach out and help your fellow man and woman. And just, you know, just keep hope alive, you know, and keep striving for the best for yourself. So y'all come back now, yeah, like they used to say back in the day. think it was Dukes of Hazzard that said that, actually, that whole movie. But you guys come back, and I'll be here. And, you know, between taking care of the dog and my family and my home and everything, you know, I got a lot of stuff on my plate like everybody does. But I'll be back soon. Mama Susie signing out. Bye-bye.